This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Ribbono Shel Olam tells Noach to build a teva, and the dimensions of this teva are certainly worthy of our attention. 300 amos long, 50 amos wide, 30 amos tall. V'al ama techalena milmala, it comes to an angle at an ama on the top. Why these dimensions? Why these numbers? Dvarim gedolim ma'inim b'mikra, great matters are certainly not coincidental. What's the significance of these numbers? Hashem tells Noach, Kids kol basar balafanai ki mala haaretz chamas. Chamas? Is that the only thing the Dar HaMabel did wrong? They stole and they acted in promiscuity. They did many things wrong. Why is the Torah emphasizing chamas? So there's an amazing approach that is set over the name of Rab Shamshin Ma'ashtapoli. Some attribute this to the Vilna Gaon as well. We know that the force of impurity, the Nachash. Nachash has two names, Nachash and Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The main letter of Nachash, which is evil, is the Ches. Ches stands for Chet. But Nun actually comes from Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, from the Shem Adnos. And the Shin comes from Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud. So the main poison is the Chet, the letter Ches. The Nachash has another name, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The main evil letters of the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed are Samach Mem, force of impurity. But the Aleph Lamed is the Shem Kael. That comes from Hashem's name Kael. Actually, if you take the evil letters of the force of evil's name, so you take the Samach Mem out of Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, and you take the Ches out of the Nachash, that's Samach Mem Ches, Chamas. Chamas is all the evil letters of the forces of impurity have gathered and galvanized together, and they created the word Chamas. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Noach that we now have to counteract that by taking the letters of Kedusha in these forces, because after all Tumah is nourished from some element of Kedusha, and you're going to build a Teva to activate the letters of Kedusha in the names of the forces of impurity. So Hashem tells Noach, build a teva that is 300 amos long. That's the shin of Shakai from Nachash. 50 amos wide. That's the nun from Nachash. So 300 shin. 50, that's the nun. And the aleph lamed of Samach Mem aleph lamed. Lamed, 30 amos tall. Aleph, v'yal ama t'chalena melmala. So the dimensions of the teva are those letters of the forces of impurity that are from shemos of Kedusha, while the ches mem samach are the letters of the forces of impurity of Tumah. In fact, the Mahari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, explains, this is the meaning of Chazal in Shmos Rabbah, Ein nachash memis, ela hachet memis. It's the chet that causes sin. How so? We have two names for the Yetzer Hara. We have nachash, satan. They both have a nun and a shin. Nachash has a ches, nun, ches, shin. Satan, sin, tes, nun. They both have a nun and a shin. Nachash has a ches, satan has a tes. Ein nachash memis, ela chet. The ches and the tes. The ches of nachash, the tes of satan. This is the meaning, says Mari Asad, of what Chazal tell us in the Gemara Baba Kama, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Eres nachash ben shinav oimed. The poison of the snake is situated between its teeth, meaning between the shin and the nun. The poison of the snake is always between the shin and the nun. Between the shin and the nun of Nachash, Ches, that's the poison of the Nachash. Between the shin and the nun of Satan is also the poison, that's Tes. The poison of the Satan is always between its teeth. That's the significance of Chamas, the letters of Tumah, of the forces of impurity. That is the significance of the dimensions of the Teva. 300 Shin by 50 Nun by 30 Lamed by 1 Aleph. This is some of the mystical significance of the dimensions of the Teva. After all, everything in this world is governed by Hashem positioning the letters of the Aleph Beis, as the Bnei Yisachar quotes from the Maggid of Mezrech, Bereishis Bara Elohim Es. In the beginning, God created the letters Aleph to Taf, and by positioning those letters, everything in this world takes place. Agitabach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.